It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gold. I want to talk about the Sweet 16. I know Drew's fired up to talk about this. Sweet 16 began last night. Of course, we got four more games tonight. But last night, two stories out of it. Number one, the best game of the night was one of the late games and the late game of the night. And that was the Texas Tech Red Raiders coming back against Arkansas, getting the win in overtime. Arkansas led by 13 with about 4.5 minutes to go in the game.
A total of 16 they had led, which is the second most ever blown lead in the Sweet 16.
Led by 6 with 1:10 to go. Tech comes all the way back, forces overtime, and they win by 2. It's the Red Raiders in the Elite 8 now. They're going to take on Florida tomorrow evening. A trip on the to the Final Four in San Antonio on the line. Look, I thought Coach Cal was going to somehow take Arkansas to an Elite Eight after all this, which was remarkable. He even got him to this position. And Texas Tech still didn't have their second or third best player playing. I guess he's just probably not going to play this entire tournament.
It certainly seems
at this
way,
point
yeah.
in time. But that Arkansas should have won that game. I'll give you guys full disclosure on this. I had to go back this morning and watch highlights of overtime. I did not end up staying up for that game. We were at the Royals and everything all day yesterday, and I was like, I can't. I'm like, I'm out.
Long day.
I had to tap out. I usually I'm not that guy. I had to tap out, so I had to wake up. I woke up to a couple texts, and we'll check in on our bracket challenge as
that
well.
That Duke-Arizona game actually got...
I did watch that, yeah.
Duke-Arizona got tight. But it got really interesting there for a while. Like, it got within 5 points.
Yeah.
You're thinking, oh, a couple of threes. Caleb Love started to get hot. They start draining them in with Arizona. But, yeah, Texas flag took over, but the bottom line is it was interesting. I mean, the end of that game had some intrigue to it.
It did. No, I mean, Cooper Flagg and Duke, if you felt
the
a certain way.
The stars are being the stars in this tournament, just like Sears at Alabama. I mean, you're expecting big-time performances from big-time players, and they're delivering.
However you felt about Duke, you know, hours before the game, your opinion on could they win a title and all that, nothing should have changed yesterday with that. I mean, Duke did what they needed to do, obviously. And as far as Texas Tech, I don't know. I almost have more confidence in them getting to where I think they can get to after to come back. They looked so bad in the first half. Yep. They looked awful. Like they were going to get run out of the building bad. And again, as you said, they were down 16 at one point in time. And for them to come all the way back, I'm not worried about them like being out of gas for the game tomorrow. It's a little bit different whole
weekend setup. But they're one of those teams like Bama and away, if they're not hitting threes. I mean, they shot 32 of them last night. I mean, that's what Texas Tech is bombs away.
Yeah, it was interesting how much they've shifted from the first game that they played against UNC Wilmington, where they chucked up a lot of threes, to Drake. They just went down low and just out-physicaled them. And then going back to this one, and when Arkansas, too, they averaged like 7 threes, and they had 7 in the first half. So Arkansas was playing great. They were playing a little bit better than what they had beforehand. I think, you know, to your point, Gold, of them being able to, while being a man down, to still come back and win that game. I think Chris McCaslin has just been outstanding.
Hey,
he's been outstanding.
They had three guys hit 20 points or more.
Yeah, so it'll be Texas
True
Tech.
Freshman Christian Anderson also having himself a couple good months. He had a really good Big 12 tournament as well for Texas Tech.
Tech in Florida, going to play in the Elite Eight tomorrow. And then the early game was Alabama and BYU. We knew that was going to be the game that had the most points the entire weekend. And it was the highest total. It's 175 points. And it went over by, 30-plus points or so? Craziness. And if you're BYU, it's one of those where you had no chance to win that game if you're going to face a team like that. Alabama hit a record amount of three last night. And when that happens, you mentioned Mark Sears, no chance. I mean, I didn't think BYU played that bad. I didn't think BYU played all that bad offensively, certainly. And Alabama, to score that many points, 113 was the final?
Yes. Yep.
To score 113 in a Sweet 16 game is insane.
They took 66 shots last night. 51 were three-pointers. It almost is sickening where if they were on with how many threes they took, if they were hot, nobody's going to beat them. It didn't matter whether it was Duke, whether it was BYU, Auburn, whoever it was.
Well, Sears is a good player, and he kept hitting them.
Well, yeah.
But then
he got
a little too confident, too, because he's sitting there, way beyond the arc. I mean, he was
at that point, though, I mean.
If you're hot, Bink, you're hot, and you're firing.
He was taking some, and whoa, I know you're hitting them, but, man, be careful.
Yeah. I think last night really delivered, I think, in terms of this is what you expect a Sweet 16.
You get better matchups when you don't have the upsets.
I know that a lot of people love the upsets, and every now and then you see an underdog still hang in there, but we've seen St. Peter's be in this situation where they get torched by 30 points in the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight. And, you wonder what kind of could have been if that would have, in terms of the quality of games. And we got some good quality games yesterday. I'm sure tonight will deliver just the same.
Alabama Duke will be tomorrow, a trip to the Final Four on the line. Duke, 6.5-point favorite. Tomorrow also Texas Tech, 6.5-point underdog to Florida. We've got four games tonight. I'll point out we have our Codeine Gold Bracket Challenge, Bink, that we did. Okay. I don't know if you submitted a bracket this year or not, but I want to check in on a couple listeners. Remember, Wings for a Year on the line, plus a prize pack. Jacob E. is our current leader. He has Houston winning it all, so they're obviously playing a little bit later on. And he still has a max amount of points of 183. Really impressive.
Wow.
Jake R. has Duke winning. He's in second. He can get a max of 178. Philip B. is tied for second. He can get 178. He has Houston winning. And then Kerry, Clinton, Tanner, and Eric are all tied for fourth. Basically, Duke or Florida is what you're looking for there. So congrats to basically the top five right now. All
on the line tonight.
Drew, you moved up a little bit. Drew was in the bottom 10 out of everybody. Out of everybody, bottom 10.
Thank you, Michigan State.
At least you made a run. I think this tournament shows us a couple things. One, I wouldn't expand it. There's zero reason to expand this. Whenever you have four conferences represented in the Sweet 16, that was it. Four conferences. But you're not going to see the upsets again because gone are the days of Iona and South Dakota State having guys play for four years for the team. Because what they're doing is they're all even. You have a good game in the tournament or good through the season. You're at another school, man. You're Bennett Sturts in that stuff. You're going from Drake, and then you're going to Iowa. You're going actually Northwest Missouri State to Drake, and then to Iowa. But you're not going to have the core group of players to play with each other 4 years that you used to really enjoy with these deals. The transfer portal has changed how the NCAA tournament is. It's completely different. And to acknowledge is what you have to do.
I agree with it for the most part. We talked about on Monday's show that I don't think we're now never going to see ones, twos, threes, or fours lose the first weekend. We had it happen in 2017 before NIL. So I don't think now every year that it's just going to be the first four seeds automatically advance to the Sweet 16. But I am with you that clearly NIL has had a factor in what the NCAA tournament is, whether they expand or not. And yes, it is that if you are a freshman at it, we keep using Iona as an example as well. Freshman, and I don't know why. We did it too on Monday. Freshman, it's because Clayton, the kid from Florida, was at Iona before. Yeah. I think that's why. If you are a freshman at Iona, you're not staying for a second or third year. You're transferring after your very first year. Before, you would have stayed for a couple years.
For Liberty, Bennett Sturts, who was at Northwest.
Yeah.
And then he follows McCollum up to Drake. Guess what? He's not coming back to Drake next year.
I know, Bink.
He's going to Iowa.
I know, Bink, but the mid-major schools are utilizing the portal as well because, they have to. Obviously, they might lose guys, but they're not – it's not – the portal's not killing college basketball the way that a lot of people are talking about it, because if you look at what Drake did, Drake brought in D2 transfers and beat a school that brought in a Duke transfer as well as others. So the idea that it's just going to go away doesn't make any sense to me, because just the same that other top schools are, like Ole Miss, really good example. They're bringing in a lot of portal guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're advancing and they're playing really well, but just the same, Ole Miss guys that aren't available to play anymore, or guys that are Power Five that don't have as much playing time, they go down a level and they play. Like Memphis had 7 Power Five players on their roster this year that helped them get to the tournament and get to be a 5 seed. So the idea that
Memphis didn't win a tournament game.
I understand that, but Colorado State, a mid-major, beat them just the same. So I feel like
is funny that they were considered. They were on an 11 game winning streak, by the way, Colorado State. That's why the whole seeding was a joke.
Colorado State was never going to be above a 9 or a 10. They were always going to be that way. I think of all the 4 number one seeds. Michigan State, I don't think, has a single solitary player on their roster that didn't go to Michigan State or start there.
Somebody Purdue, put out a really good chart.
It was a great graphic.
There's a graphic Purdue, out there. Yeah.
Purdue and Houston and all the number one overall seeds, at least half of the players that play for them started at their respective schools. So again, it's not like Auburn's going and getting everybody.
But that's so you're
it's not like Purdue is going and getting everybody in the portal. Yeah. They're getting maybe one guy or two guys.
But that one star is transferring and he's changing the team.
Michigan State was
always that way. Bink, the last time this happens was 2007. The portal didn't exist in 2007. So I think that there's for us to just jump to the conclusion of all of this, the portal existed when Fairleigh Dickinson beat Purdue in the greatest upset that we've ever seen. So you can't jump to the conclusion after just one season.
So,
well, JT Toppin of Texas Tech, by the way, he was in New Mexico first. Yeah, so you see what I'm saying? I mean, look what he's doing for the tournament.
I was going to say Michigan State's the one exception, though. If we're going to highlight, they're in it and their team.
And Tom Izzo has always been that way. By the way,
the graphic that was put out there the other day, and it was the remaining Sweet 16 teams. This was before yesterday, and it was their starting fives. Michigan State had 4 of their 5 starters were not non-homegrown guys, right? We're not from the transfer portal. But that was the exception.
Yes.
Auburn had 5 different schools. Michigan, 5 from different schools. Ole Miss, 5 4 of the 5 from different schools, I should say.
Ole Miss
Florida,
is the example you want to use.
Yeah, Florida.
Or Tech.
Florida had 1 player from their starting 5 that started in their program. Maryland had 2 players. Texas Tech has 1. Arkansas had 1. Duke has 1, or has 4 of their 5. I'm sorry. Arizona has none from their starting 5 that started the program. BYU even, right?
BYU. What do you mean? Arizona has 4, has 3 guys that top 8 players.
This is the graphic. Arizona.
Arizona has 3 out of their top 8 players in minutes per game that started at Arizona.
Oh, then this graphic is wrong for Arizona, but right for everybody else.
Who's the best at Texas Tech?
Purdue is the only school in this example, Drew.
Every single player.
We're going to have the same graphic, I think, right? Like,
I think so.
I'm the same graphic. And
top 8
Tennessee.
Players by minutes per game?
No, this is where every
I'm looking at minutes per game.
Where every Sweet 16 starting 5 began playing college basketball.
Yeah, I'm looking at every player, the top 8 players by minutes.
Well, here's the thing, though. Michigan State
wins by
8 points. Okay, Toppin was at New Mexico last year. He's crushing things with Texas Tech. Now, what if he stays at New Mexico? Do they have a chance to beat Michigan State?
Yeah, but it's not like New Mexico stunk, though. They made the tournament and almost made the Sweet 16.
But Toppin played for New Mexico. If he was still with New Mexico, that'd be a different team.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, 2 pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.